described in season of spiritual and cultural preparations continues. Evergreens play a large part, a very important role in our cultural preparations. Wreaths of green hanging on our doors, swags of pine and fir and cedar, maybe from our lamppost, and pine roping on our fences or around our doors. Of course, the most important evergreen of all is a Christmas tree. Evergreen plants serve as a reminder to us that the barrenness of winter is only temporary. Spring will come, and life will return. Our evergreen decorations are signs of hope. The prophet Isaiah had such hope. He understood that despite the terrible things that were happening to his beloved city of Jerusalem, things would turn out for the best later. How did Isaiah have such hope amid such darkness? Because he knew that God keeps his promises. God promised Abraham that through his descendants, all peoples would find blessing. God promised David that his lineage would never fail. These promises would be kept, even if the remaining descendants of Abraham appeared to be a stump in the field, even if the continuation of David's line now appeared to be at the mercy of foreign hostile powers. God is the one sure hope, despite the dark times that Jerusalem was experiencing. The hope that Isaiah held on to was realized centuries later in Jesus Christ. Christ is a green shoot that shall sprout from the stump of his nation's failed aspirations. John the Baptist announced this quite boldly. In a time when the only thing that seemed to matter was the tyranny of Roman rule, John heralded hope. God was coming to establish his rule through his chosen Messiah. Caesar and everyone who answered to him had better take warning and change their ways. For in the kingdom of God, those who are first in Rome's empire will find themselves last. They will have better prepare themselves for the new reality that is going to happen now that Israel's hope was being realized at last. As Christians, we share a hope in the coming of Jesus Christ in glory. We also know and believe that Jesus comes in numerous small ways throughout our lives. It is this hope. If this hope is real within our hearts, then now is the time to prepare ourselves, a time set aside by Holy Mother the Church amid all the holiday activities to remind us as Mary's children and as Jesus' brothers and sisters of this hope and our need to prepare. My sisters and brothers, let us make good use of this Advent season through prayer, good works, and sacrament, so that we may shine in the darkness and be a light of hope to one another and to the world. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.